You're listening to SBS News.
Labor's Mark Butler says Australians are being subjected to government propaganda and empty announcements about the COVID-19 vaccination rollout. Mr. Butler says this announcement from Health Minister Greg Hunt is the latest example.
Today, we are releasing the list of what are called GP respiratory clinics or Commonwealth vaccination clinics. There's over 100 of those clinics and they are larger clinics. They will take patients in the order they arrive and you don't have to be a member of that practice. And they'll have doses of up to 2,000 with an average of just under 1,000 per week per clinic.
Mr. Butler says the publicity regarding these clinics suggests they're a new addition to the vaccination effort. But he says the clinics are not new and have been operating for the past 12 months as testing centres.
Now, this is just an empty re-announcement of existing clinics that have been in place doing important work, I grant, for 12 months now. Now, with the last thing we need, with the chaos and dysfunction we saw yesterday, is more spin and empty announcements from this government. Instead, the government needs to focus on getting this chaotic vaccine strategy back on track.
Standing with Greg Hunt in Canberra, the Deputy Chief Medical Officer, Professor Michael Kidd, confirmed the existing clinics are being reconfigured to administer vaccines.
Those over 100 Commonwealth-funded GP-led respiratory clinics, clinics which were initially set up to do COVID-19 testing and are now pivoting to roll out the vaccines in communities right across the country.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has again defended the pace of the rollout, which he calls a big project. He says Australia wouldn't have a vaccination rollout were it not for last year's decision to manufacture the AstraZeneca vaccine on Australian soil at the CSL in Melbourne.
Were it not for the fact that our government took the strategic decision last August to not rely on international supply of vaccines, then Australia would not have a vaccination program now. It is because of the foresight of the decision that the government took to do that and to put in place the plan, and it's a big project. It's a tough project. It's on a national scale, unprecedented.
With the pandemic support payment, JobKeeper, ending at the end of this month, there are fears of an increase in the jobless rate. But Australia's unemployment rate fell from 6.3% to 5.8% in February, with the number of Australians with jobs almost back to pre-pandemic levels. Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says an increase in joblessness is not expected by Australia's central bank.
I can refer you to the RBA board minutes for their monetary policy meeting in March, which only came out a couple of days ago. And they said the end of the JobKeeper program was seen as unlikely to result in a sustained increase in the unemployment rate.
The pandemic saw a significant rise in domestic violence in Victoria, which was up 9% last year. Property and deception offences dropped by 12.1%, and the overall crime rate increased only slightly by 0.3%. Police in Victoria issued more than 37,500 fines for COVID-19 breaches, with most of those penalties being imposed during Melbourne's two lockdowns between April and October. Deputy Commissioner Rick Nugent says the general public expected his officers to enforce rules that they never envisaged they'd be required to police.
It's not an area that they ever thought they would be policing. Someone outside of 5 kilometres from their home or out for a non-permitted purpose or wearing a mask, that was a challenge for our members, but our members also were well aware the community expected us to have a role.
And after a lengthy hiatus, the home of AFL football is hosting 50,000 people for the season opener between Richmond and Carlton at the MCG. Sports Minister Martin Pakula says having crowds back in Melbourne's stadiums will provide a welcome boost to businesses in the inner city area.
Many of those people, they'll either park in town or they'll get public transport from the city. They'll stop and have a beer before the game. They'll go to a restaurant before the game. So having footy back, it's wonderful for the soul, but it's great for CBD traders as well.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Greg Dyatt, SBS News.